Brighton Festival 2018.
No Fitstate Circus returned to Brighton this week with their show Lexicon. It takes as its starting point a tribute to 250 years of circus with a kind of loose narrative of a group of unruly circus trainees taking their first steps. Brighton photographer JJ Waller has been to see it. Hello, JJ. Welcome to Radio Reverb.
Hiya.
Was that your first experience of seeing No Fitstate Circus?
I think it was, although I might have come across them about 30 years ago when they started as a street act.
Oh, right, OK, right. I think that probably most of the actors weren't even born 30 years ago in that.
Yeah, it was actually an exciting experience in the sense of there was a real buzz before the show. People queuing, knowing that it sold out, which is phenomenal, that people are going after 250 years. Circus is still really strong. And so the expectations were very high, especially as I hear it was one of the Brighton Festival's sort of main shows.
Yeah, sure.
Loved it inside, loved the atmosphere, like the fact you could sit where you wanted to. And it was a nice, friendly start with the actors, etc. And then when the show started, it was a very elaborate sequence of school children at desks which flew in the air.
I love that bit where the desks flew up.
It was near a highlight. It was quite a special image, which cost a fortune.
These are not spoilers, by the way, because when you see it, you'll appreciate it. And it's not spoiling it to say that's what happened.
Well, no, it was quite phenomenal. And I thought it was setting up a narrative. I thought it was setting up a story because you had a school teacher or a head teacher sort of berating these children, and then they went off into this fantasy. But it kind of never really went into a story. I was looking for it all the time. So that was a bit sort of jarring. And I enjoyed lots and lots of the acts, but I didn't have a great empathy for the way it was all linked together. It was very sort of like slapdash in the way that it was done. I mentioned just now that it was a Brighton Festival show, and I don't go to see a lot of the main festival shows, but if I compare it with something that I saw a couple of years ago, which was Spy Monkey, here you've got a show which is really at the top of its game. You've got a group of very, very experienced performers that worked as an ensemble, and they create something that was bewildering, mind-blowing, fantastic. But here, you just seem to see a younger, enthusiastic, sometimes very, very skill-based, fantastically so, like Diablo and the fire juggling, two very, very good routines. But sorry if it sounds a bit unfair, but I felt it was like these were the graduates at a circus school, and this was their show at the end of term.
Okay.
But that's what circus is, isn't it? It's a series of individual pieces with the audience sort of wowed at the...
I think so. And the last circus show that I saw was, in fact, last summer, was Zippo. And the one that I saw before that was the Blackpool Tower Circus. So they're both very, very traditional circuses. But here you've got... what you're saying is very traditional. What this company seemed to do was to try to question that, change it, examine it, which I think is fine.
Which is kind of what they do as well, yeah.
But, the very last image was perhaps the most joyful, was all these fantastic bicycles coming, very, very weird machines. It was very, very upbeat. All the audience were clapping hands. And for the first time, you felt like, hey, this is really happening, and it's like being in a traditional circus. But why have you been messing with the format? Maybe sometimes you should leave it. Well, I'm not. I work with Archaos, so I know that, I go to a circus or I go to the theatre. I want to really be I want to be shocked, or I want to be bewildered. I want to be amazed. I want to go out thinking, wow. And I didn't go out thinking, wow. I thought, music, costume. Some of these things were very, very flat, I think.
Hard to please. Come on, the unicyclist on a line of wine glasses. That was breathtaking.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was good.
Yeah. But then, you've got things like that huge black sheet that dropped down, and you felt, wow, this is really going to be interesting because it's they're lighting it and the shadows are going to be phenomenal. And it was pretty good. And then the rest of the cast came in, and you think, this is really going to take off now. Now we're really going to see why they've invested so much money in that.
But JJ happens. Is going to take my place as the toughest person to please, because I'm normally the one that comes and goes.
I wanted to be kind, but I've really can only give it like 3 stars out of 5. And I thought, hey, am I being really unfair? And before I came out, I looked online and I looked at The Guardian and I looked at other reviews. and they all gave it 3 stars, you know. So let's not pretend that this was the most incredible circus show. No, there's a lot of talent there, and these people will go a long way, you know. And the main thing, think about the response from the audience at the end. The audience really loved it, so I'm
they
just being
did,
cynical.
Yes. You are. You know. Okay, well, JJ Waller, our cynical reviewer, No Fit State Circus. I mean, it is actually sold out, but as we always say, check on the Brighton Festival website for return tickets and on Twitter at BrightFest. And you could just pitch up down at Hove Lawns and try your luck on the night. Thank you very much, JJ, for coming in.
Pleasure.
And I won't send you to see any circus in the future in that case.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.